Insure Me Kevin podcast, written and spoken by Kevin Knaus. Healthcare sharing plans for short-term medical coverage. California has banned short-term medical plans for the state beginning in 2019. This leaves many individuals who have lost their health insurance or have no health plan without any option for major medical coverage. In some circumstances, healthcare sharing plans may meet the minimum need to at least have some coverage for major medical hospital treatments. But consumers need to read the fine print before signing up. Contrary to what our elected officials believe, the people who ban short-term medical plans in California, some people find themselves without any health insurance. If they missed open enrollment, don't have a qualifying event for a special enrollment period, or don't have access to an employer group plan, no health insurance company, including Cover California, will let a person enroll in a health plan. This is particularly troubling for people who earn too much to qualify for Medi-Cal. There are many self-employed individuals who lose their health insurance because they fell behind on making their monthly premium payments. Once you have been terminated for lack of payment, you can't enroll in a health plan until the next open enrollment period. One option to consider, if you find yourself in this boat, is a healthcare sharing plan. Healthcare sharing plans are not insurance. There is no guarantee to cover any eligible healthcare service if the plan member has not met all the terms and conditions of the plan. The member must agree to live by either a statement of faith or statement of standards. These lifestyle conditions lean heavily on religious principles. Healthcare expenses that fall outside the boundaries of the lifestyle conditions and belief system are subject to denial. In addition, healthcare sharing plans do not have to cover pre-existing conditions or even maternity. This doesn't mean that if you have a pre-existing condition, you won't be approved to participate in the healthcare sharing plan. It means that the plan is not under any obligations to cover expenses related to pre-existing conditions. As the name implies, member contributions flow into an escrow fund and are then shared with other members who have eligible healthcare expenses. The sharing is in the form of paying a portion of a submitted healthcare expense or the total invoice amount, depending on the structure of the plan. For some people, this means the healthcare sharing plan will cover a true medical emergency at a hospital after they meet their member responsibility amount. The member responsibility amount is the dollar amount the member must cover before any of the plan's funds can be shared to cover the rest of the healthcare expense. Because the first healthcare sharing plans were organized by people associated with the religious faith, they are commonly referred to as healthcare sharing ministries. Even though God is forgiving and will give you a second chance, healthcare sharing ministries will not. If your healthcare expense was found to arise by virtue of you having broken the statement of standards or not fully disclosing your medical history, it won't be covered. Because humans are, well, human and prone to a lapse in judgment, it is best to view the healthcare sharing ministries in the narrowest of terms. This means it is most applicable to healthcare expenses for accidents. When I say accidents, I mean things totally out of the blue, like literally getting struck by lightning. I am talking about freak accidents no one could ever foresee and did not occur because of a participation in a high-risk sport or illegal activity. Unless you are a big proponent of the healthcare sharing plan model and are fully dedicated to live by the terms, conditions, and standards of the plan, I don't recommend them for long-term enrollment. As a short-term major medical coverage alternative, healthcare sharing plans may be appealing for certain individuals and families. If you think regular health insurance is filled with loopholes and caveats to avoid paying healthcare claims, read the fine print on the healthcare sharing ministries. It can be difficult to know if the healthcare sharing ministry will pay on certain claims under certain conditions. Then there is the wild card of denial because of how the injury or illness occurred that is not explicitly included or excluded in the plan. For example, if you are at a gay bar and are dancing, then trip and break your ankle, will it be covered if the healthcare sharing ministry does not approve of activities involving the gay community? So, who is the ideal candidate for a healthcare sharing plan? Healthy adults, non-tobacco users, no pre-existing conditions or chronic medical conditions requiring prescription drugs, consumes very little or no alcohol, doesn't use recreational drugs, doesn't engage in high-risk sports or activities, doesn't foresee becoming pregnant, can abide by the plan's statement of standards for a healthy and moral lifestyle, have the ability to comprehend the terms and conditions of the plan. As a health insurance agent, because short-term medical plans have been banned, I want to offer some sort of coverage to people who cannot get health insurance otherwise. The only alternative in the marketplace are health care sharing ministries. I have found one health care sharing ministry that is pretty straightforward called Altrua Select Silver 2750, represented by USA Health Plans. Altrua is the healthcare sharing ministry, and Silver Select 2750 plan is represented by USA Health Plans. The Select Silver has a $2,750 member responsibility amount per calendar year. Before any sharing of healthcare expenses can be made, the member responsibility amount must be met. There is no coverage for office visits or over-the-counter prescriptions. There is also a lifetime maximum sharing benefit of $1 million. Telemedicine is $0 per phone call. In general, the Select Silver 2750 is for health care provided to you by a facility such as an emergency room or outpatient surgery setting. There is a long list of medical conditions, such as cancer treatments, that have a one-year waiting period. Excluding a true medical life-threatening emergency, there is no coverage for any medical need that doesn't require prior authorization in the first 90 days of the effective date of membership. There is a long list of healthcare services that are not covered, such as maternity, mental health, and injuries associated with sports programs. If you feel you're a good candidate for a healthcare sharing ministry plan, can you then accept and abide by the statement of standards of the plan, such as, I believe in caring for one another, I believe in keeping my body clean and healthy with proper nutrition, I believe that excessive alcohol consumption, as well as the use of tobacco or illicit drugs, is harmful to the body and soul, I believe sexual relations outside the bond of marriage is contrary to the teachings of the Bible and that marriage should be held in honor. I believe abortion is wrong, except in a life-threatening situation to the mother. I believe it is my obligation to care for my family and that physical, mental, or emotional abuse of any kind to a family member or to anyone else is morally wrong. Healthcare sharing plans are not insurance. They do not use the same terms or follow the same rules as traditional health insurance. If the plan meets the criteria set forth by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under the Affordable Care Act, they are referred to as health care sharing ministry plans, and participation in a health care sharing ministry plan exempts an individual from any individual mandate penalty. The only reason to have coverage is for freak accidents is because hospital costs are so utterly and ridiculously high. The value proposition is that by being a member of a healthcare sharing ministry and making monthly contributions, assuming you have a true life-threatening emergency or medical condition that arises and needs in or outpatient treatment, you have a high probability of having some of your healthcare expenses shared. Monthly member contributions range from $160 to $275. Families will see monthly contributions from $295 to $525 in 2019. However, do not enroll until you have contacted me and we have had a chance to discuss your particular situation. It is super important that you understand all the terms, conditions, and restrictions of the healthcare sharing ministry plan. In lieu of a short-term medical plan, the Select Silver 2750 Healthcare Sharing Ministry Plan may be the best option for the uninsured until the next open enrollment occurs in the fall for the next calendar year.